And the reason I do is, one, I think it's like we had baptism last week. It's like a stake in the ground moment for these parents. And then for us as a church as well, where the parents are able to say, you know what, I'm committing today and publicly that I'm going to raise my child for Jesus Christ. And I'm going to do it whatever it takes. I'm going to seek to serve them and help raise them and teach them about God and live in his ways. And I'm going to try to do that myself. And so it's a very significant moment for parents. But then also what's really exciting for me is that as a church then, that we get to rally around these families and say, you know what, you're not on your own. Like, this, raising children is hard, and it takes a village. It takes others to serve and to help us. And so we as a church community, we're going to rally around you, and we're going to seek to encourage you in your faith. We're going to seek to serve your children and do what we can, too, to help raise them so that they can live a life for you from this day forward. So I feel like this day is extremely significant, not just for the families, but in the life of our church as we all together commit to raise these wonderful little kids for the Lord. And so if you have children, I want to just share for a few minutes here. If you have children, you know the sacrifice that it takes to raise them. You know how much you give of yourself to these little human beings. You know just about the waking up in the middle of the night, seeming like time and time again, to care and calm a child as they wake up and cry and change diapers and do all those things in the middle of the night when you're sleep deprived. You know what it's like to touch poo and how weird that is and how you get like used to it after a little while. And it's like, I never thought this would happen in my life. You know, as a parent, like just the weird rules that you make up in your house that you never thought would ever need to be made. Like just the other week, Michelle and I had to make a rule for our house that you don't take buttered bread off the counter and wear it as slippers. And like, we got married, like this was not something we thought we would need to make. And there's like this, I just hear Michelle like, what happened to my bread? And then the next sentence was like, you can't wear it as slippers. I was just like, I'm going to act like I'm asleep. There's those moments of, you know, sacrifice where you're interacting with your child and you're like, wait till your father gets home. And then you're like, oh, I am the father. Oh, no. Oh, good grief. Then there's like the helpful advice that you give in the moment where it's just like, stop fighting. And they're like, well, why? And you're like, just do it. I don't know. Just stop. There's the helping with homework as your kids get older. And it's like, good grief. I don't know what a tangent is. Like, how am I supposed to help you? Like, I can go on a tangent, but I don't know what it is. Like, this is just horrible. And then there's the driving to sports, music, dance, art, all these different things. And then you're thinking, like, why are there so many options? And then in the middle of this, somebody goes to you, what are your dreams and goals in life? And you're like, look, buddy, I have three kids at three different parts of Mechanicsburg that all need to be there in the next 32 seconds. That's my dream. That's it. That's it. And they're like, oh. And they, like, judge you. And you're like, okay, buddy. And then they go, like, are there any other goals? It's like, look, I just don't want to eat chicken nuggets tomorrow night. That is it. And then it's like, I just don't want to feel like I'm negotiating with a terrorist every night at bedtime. Like, that would be a goal. Like, how are you tired and yet super awake right now? Why are you so thirsty? Why are you hungry and full at the same time? I don't know. Why do you have so many verses to this song that you just came up with? When will it end? Why are there so many questions right now? And then there's as a parent, you deal with the judgmental thoughts and glances of people that don't have children. If I had children, they wouldn't do that. It's like, yeah, they will. Just wait. And then if you have teenagers again, there's like the, oh, how is that smell even possible? Like, did you create that in a lab? Like, I don't know how that is even possible. Is that fungus growing under that pile of clothing right there? How would that even biologically be possible? And then you like yell, and you're like, honey, I think we have a scientist. Maybe this is what's going to happen. And then she yells back, no, we're out of Lysol mist. And you're like, no, that's not. I said, scientist. Anyways, if you have children, you know well, there's a sacrifice. There's this giving of yourself constantly, it feels like, to bring them up. To raise them, you're just constantly giving of yourself, and yet at the same time, it's completely worth it. If you have the children, you know too that just that feeling of when you bring them first home from the hospital, and you know you're terrified, and you're like looking for the manual, and you're like, Doc, they didn't come with the manual. Where's the manual? But yet at the same time, your heart is just incredibly full of love, and this kind of love maybe you had never really experienced, and you'd do anything you could for this little human, this little person as they look back at you, and there's just nothing more than you have for love for them, and it's all worth it because you just cherish them and and yet they've done nothing for you. And yet it's this unconditional love, and you catch yourself just staring at them, wondering what they're going to be like as they grow older, and you love them because God's simply given them to you. And so now just imagine for a moment, just recognize that this is how God views you, this unconditional love, and he loves you so much, and despite kind of the crazy stuff that you've done, despite all this, that you're his, that you're his creation, you're his workmanship, and that he loves you, and he's sacrificed for you. And so just as I close here, I just want to give this quick verse here, and the worship team can come on up. But in Ephesians 5, Paul says this, follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children, as they walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. I just want to recognize the fact that Christ has given up his life for us, that he's surrendered, he's served us the same way that these parents are doing for these children, as we do in other relationships, no matter what that relationship looks like, as we serve, as we surrender, as we sacrifice for one another, as we recognize what God has done for us. It's incredibly powerful. And so this morning, I just pray that you would understand, first of all, that those things, like, especially if you're a parent or if you've ever interacted with parents like that, just that unconditional love that comes with that, with being a parent, that oftentimes you look at those child and there's it almost seems like there's no reason other than there's just your heart's full of love, that's what God has done for us. That's the way he views us as one. That's incredibly powerful. And then for us to just serve one another, you know, to live that out in our relationships with one another. And I would just encourage us, no matter what that relationship is, that we would take on that nature of Christ and that we would sacrifice and serve one another, that we'd serve our children, that as a church we would serve the kids and the families, and that we would lay down maybe things that we want or desire, but to do that for others, just in the very nature that Christ has done that for us. And it's a beautiful thing as we get to live that out. And I believe that oftentimes, you know, when there's breakdown in relationships, whether it's a parent-child relationship, whether it's a marriage, or whether it's a friendship or whatever, it's oftentimes because we begin to worry about ourselves first instead of worrying about the other person first. And Christ modeled this. I'm going to giving up his life for us so that we can find freedom in life and experience salvation. And then we can model that same thing in our own relationships. And so this morning as you leave here, I just pray that as you think about significant relationships in your life, that your first thought would be, how can I take on the nature of Christ and live this out for them as well, for those that I love? Maybe there's a confession in there. Maybe there's just a rededication to that. But I just pray that God would fill you with joy as you do that, that God would fill you with his peace and his love, and that we would all just be able to serve one another, not only just our families, not only in our marriages, but in our friendships and our relationships with one another, that we would be quick to serve, quick to surrender, quick to sacrifice, and quick to give up ourselves for those that we love. So I'm going to pray, and you know, if you want prayer for anything this morning as we close in worship, I just invite you to go to the back or the sides with the prayer people available to do that for you as well. But I just want to pray for us this morning. God, we thank you so much for this day. Thank you for this incredible moment of dedication that we witnessed, that we get to share in as a community, that we get to partner together to just serve and give of our lives to these children, to these families, to this community as well. And Lord, I pray that we would, first of all, recognize how much unconditional love you have for each of us. Lord, that love that we oftentimes maybe feel for our children is so much more from you towards us. And it's hard to even use words or grasp, but I just pray right now that you would allow us and just help us to experience your love. Help us to change us, and then I pray that we would just live that out as we serve and sacrifice and give of ourselves to others, that you would allow us to do that out of your love, out of the abundance of love that you have for us. So Lord, we just give you our lives, we surrender to you, and we just ask that you would lead us as we continue to live for you. In your name, Lord, amen. As we sing these songs, I just invite you to stand as we sing a song of surrender, and then as we close up our morning here today.